Starting in 2016, Ann Arbor's Downtown Development Authority's ability to capture tax increment financing will be capped at a growth rate of 3.5% a year. City Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman says the final ordinance amendment has critics who say it's too restrictive and others that say it doesn't go far enough.
It shows that when we do collaborate and cooperate as a council, working with our partners in the DDA, that we can come to, consensus. And as we heard tonight, not everybody was happy with everything, but enough of us were happy enough. And I think that's what's really important.
Chair of the DDA board, Sandy Smith, says the amendment is the result of some work done together. Smith, however, still questions why City Council is directing funds away from the city and to other taxing jurisdictions. She says much of the discussion has been a neighborhoods versus downtown fight instead of focusing on working together to improve the entire community.
The downtown is a collection of neighborhoods. We've got the State Street and South U and Main Street and Carytown. It's a collection of neighborhoods. And now we're finally getting a critical mass of people that live there. So it's even stronger going to be a collection of neighborhoods. And so when it's us versus them, nobody wins. Let's try to work together. It's what I said in there is rising tide raises all boats.
Kunstelman says it's not an opposition to the downtown, but the issue has been too much focus there and neighborhoods are suffering. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.